Okay, settle into your comfortable, stable posture, and let's begin your brief meditation on the foci of mindfulness. First, just try and be sure that you're as comfortable as you can be. Straighten yourself and just settle and relax into the breath rhythm. Begin to be aware of how breath is moving in and out of your nostrils and your lungs. And gradually try to use that awareness to collect yourself and center yourself in this moment. Just trying to draw in your attention from worldly affairs, from your distractions or busyness out there, as if everything that mattered in your life, any time that was important in your life, was really contained right here, right now, in the space of your breathing. Feel the chest and abdomen swelling and emptying. And be aware of any tension or numbness in your body. You can even scan your body from the toes all the way up to the hips, the trunk, shoulders, the arms and hands, the neck to the crown, and breathe into any areas of tension. Refresh any areas of numbness so that you can gradually tune your whole body into the rhythm of your mindful breathing. Especially be aware if there's any real discomfort or antsiness, restlessness in your body, and just try and be with that. Try and breathe into that so that you can kind of center yourself and be with what's happening right now without reacting, without judgment. Just observe. As if this were somebody else's breath, somebody else's body, somebody else's life. And gradually begin to turn your attention from the body to the basic comfort level, the second focus of mindfulness. Open up the focus a bit to include what's ailing you, what's bothering you, not just if there's physical discomfort, but anything that's gripping on your mind. And just try and be with it. Try and face it without reacting, without feeling you have to do anything to solve it, fix it, change it. Just be aware that this is what brings you to meditate. This is what brings you to the cushion today, is that discomfort, that constriction that keeps you from breathing easily and being in this moment. At the same time, be aware of any comfort that you feel, any relief at just being with yourself, being present, gathering your energies, collecting yourself, and try to kind of really own that relief and that comfort, however slim it may seem, and gradually try and share it with the tense or hurting parts of you. And then imagine being able to kind of rise above the seesaw of pleasure and pain to a place of acceptance, openness, curiosity, of savoring the moment with all its raw textures, and just try to be in that taste and enjoy it. Just seize the moment, whatever it is, as if your body and mind were like a jewel in the rough. And by just being with them, you were kind of clearing out the obstructions so you could see what was precious about your life in this moment. Even more, try and imagine as you breathe from this moment to the next, growing to a place in your life where you could carry that taste for the moment, that taste for living, from this moment, from one moment to the next, and kind of stretch it out into a string of present moments where everything was reflected and contained, your whole life, and where the kind of jewel in the rough of your life was gradually refined like a strand of increasingly clearer gems. And just imagine kind of traveling that lifeline of breaths from one to the next into a different space. Space of really savoring the sensory experience of the moment. Instead of your mind reacting to the triggers that might be out there, the noise or whatever textures or tastes are distracting you, instead try and reverse the flow and imagine that all those stimuli of your senses are out there just to feed you information. And imagine breathing them in as if they were currents of energy, and you were just breathing them into your body, just like you were breathing light into a bubble or vase that was clear and calm, and filling it with everything that you need to stay in tune and stay in touch with your world. Now we've moved into mindfulness of sensation, and the last element of that is mindfulness of the sixth sense, which is actually the third focus of mindfulness, the sixth sense being the mind. So just try to be aware of that space within you that's larger than your body breathing in and out, that's larger than your feeling of pleasure, displeasure, and of the other senses that are feeding your breath body with energy to keep it balanced. Be aware of that part of you that's like an open sky that can admit any kind of weather. And that's what your mind is like. And just try and stretch out into that space of the mind and open up into it. Feel it completely unobstructed. Feel that you can imagine the whole world, and that in that sense your mind can contain the whole world and still more without in any way being limited. And try and get into that openness, because there there'll be the space between thoughts, between feelings, between reactions, that will be like an open door to help shift the course of your life, to help you choose the healthier option and leave behind the unhealthy and the habits of the past. So mindfulness of consciousness is like that open space in your life that you want to open in your meditation. be aware of it, the space that allows you to learn and for your mind and nervous system to be plastic, or like a stream that can be redirected by your attention. Now, finally, within that space, be aware that above your consciousness in a way, or contained within it like clouds in a sky, is the last focus of mindfulness, your thoughts and impressions. And open your awareness up to include those thoughts and impressions, and just now have this kind of fully open mindfulness where you're aware of all the images, of all the ideas. You're aware of the space through which they're flowing without reacting to any of them. You're letting them pass through, being curious, observing, without judging, without clinging, just like clouds floating through the sky, or like clouds reflected in a stream. And deeper within you, from the space of consciousness, you can also feel the sensory world, like the banks of a stream, putting you in touch with the earth and what's tangible. And you can also be aware of the deeper currents of feeling, of pain and pleasure, hurt and joy, and finally even of the body. So from within the centered space of consciousness, try and kind of admit and be open to, in a fully open mindfulness, everything that's passing through your life in this moment, everything that is your life in this moment, as if you were riding the wave of your life in this moment. In-breath, pause, out-breath. It's like a wave coming in, being, and going out. And you're just riding it. Or even like, you know, a surfer trying to stay in the curl there. And when you fall off, as when you get distracted, just notice and get back on. Or when you sink down, as when you get dull or depressed, just try and pick yourself up. Give yourself a little gentle nudge. And just try and learn to be in that most open form of mindful practice, mindfulness with a capital M. And when it gets to be too much, just go back to the more narrow focus. Go right back to the breath, and then gradually open it up from the breath to the body, feeling, sensation, consciousness, then all of your experience. And that training in that rhythm of centering yourself on the breath and then spreading that centered focus to all the layers of your life is what's going to allow you to bring your mindfulness into your everyday life and to bring the space of your meditation into those decisions that really make the difference between a life that's moving towards self-healing and one that's getting deeper into a rut. So just make finally an intention to carry with you the impression, the continuum of your mindfulness through your day. Kind of seal in whatever was good and forgive yourself for whatever was not so good in this meditation. And know that you can always go back to that sealed and kind of indestructible space that will always be there for you, like a seed within you growing.